But we're going to be in 1 Revelations 1 and 3. And then we're going to one of my most favorite passages of scripture, Joshua 1 and 8, 1 and 7 and 8. Hallelujah. I got to tell you about that before I go any further. I hear him say, I have not forgotten. He has not forgotten you. You got to know this. You got to know this. He has not forgotten you. You're on his mind. You're on his mind. The angels ask God, why is thy mind so full of them that you would make them? Hallelujah. Lower, a little lower than the angel. Thank you, Jesus. He has not forgotten about you. Some of you have felt that way. The things you've been battling and the things you've been going through, he has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has not forgotten about you. Come on, let's read. Revelation says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. One more time. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that heareth the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Go with me quickly to Joshua 1 and 8. 1 and 7. It says, above all, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to observe all the law that my servant Moses has commanded you. Do not turn from it from the right or to the left, so that thou mayest prosper wheresoever you go. This book of the law may not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous and succeed in all you do. Then it says in 9, have I not commanded you to be strong? Glory to God. Do not be afraid, God. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today I beseech thee, God, from heaven, that you send a word, an encouraging word, an instructional word that will lead us from our today to our tomorrow, that to our tomorrow to our future. For God, it is your intention that your brothers, that your children be full of you. And today, God, by your power and by your grace, come like only you can come. God, give me the tongue of the learned. Speak to me today. Do something that's incredible. Do something, God, that has never been said or done before that we have ever seen. For God, we need you. We need you. Stop by here and dwell with us. And we'll give you glory and we'll give you praise. And we'll honor thee. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. While you grab your neighbor and sitting them down, tell them, neighbor, point to him and say, neighbor, this book, 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 this book. Let's preach. Reading is the building blocks, the foundation in which we are taught to empower the minds and individuals, the minds of individuals to explode with imaginations and possibilities of purpose and destiny. Reading is essential for all those who seek to rise above the ordinary. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading. just get people to stop reading. The Bible says that God wishes above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Let's explore the souls. Genesis says that God breathed into man and man became a living soul. In another word, in the Greek, it was said man became a living mind. I never thought about it that way. Man not only became a living soul, he became a living mind. And how do I get my living mind to prosper and be in health is the question of today. I must read my way through it so I can get to it. Reading, we release sounds that coordinate with symbols that make noise, and the noise makes words, and words make worlds, and worlds makes kingdoms, and kingdoms make realms. It's because of what I'm reading, I'm digesting in my mind, I'm digesting in my spirit that will produce out of me, glory to God, hallelujah. What I'm sitting by, what I'm reading by, what I'm standing by, what I'm associated with, this book of the law, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if we'll be able to finish this today, hallelujah. But as you begin to read, what happens to reading is that reading will release sounds, glory to God, that coordinate, glory to God, hallelujah. Reading will release the sound that coordinates with symbols that will make noise, and that noise is making will make words, and that words will make worlds, and the worlds will make kingdoms. God is looking for you to read in order for you to start making your world and make your kingdoms come to manifestation. I have come to believe that reading is not just for the ordinary. Reading is a tool for searching. Reading is a tool of the inquisitive. Reading is the tool for those who say, I want to learn more so that I can be more. One of the most saddest things they ever put out in the atmosphere is that they say, what you do not know will not hurt you. That's not true. Hallelujah. Because ignorance, hallelujah, the spirit of ignorance wishes to take over you and let you know you're going to have to go by this blindly by yourself. But when you begin to read the word of the Lord and the words that coordinate with the word of the Lord, you'll begin to find yourself in such a seek. You begin to find yourself in such a more after him. Not just him, not just the church him. See, most times we read the word because we're trying to find the church God, the church Jesus. But Jesus saying, I need you to read for you can find out that I'm more than just the church. Some of us have regulated God to just our church experience. But he said, I'm more than just the church. Because the only time we pick up the word is in the building. And notice this, that when you pick up the word in the building, notice how the atmosphere changes. Why? Because the word is alive. Can you imagine you doing the same thing at your house? The word will become alive and becomes effective in your house. And all of a sudden, you wonder why every room in your house, because you feel glory and you feel peace. There has to be a word exchanged from over there to over here. My brothers and my sisters, I know this message may not be popular to those, because when you begin to tell people to read, something happens to people when you ask them to read. Why? Because reading is a challenge. Because reading requires me to set my focus on something that I might necessarily be my focus for the day. Do you understand what I just said? That may not be my focus for today. Reading will cause me to refocus some things. Reading will cause me to pull away. That's why, I love the word. The Bible says that when God visited Adam at the cool of the day, what happened to Adam is that Adam went to God to read. I want to read what you're saying to me. I want to understand what you're saying to me. I want to read it, because if I read it, I can call it out when it was. See, my brothers, I'm telling you something. When God told Adam to name the animals, let me give you a revelation. When God told Adam to name the animals, Adam did not know what the name. What Adam did is look in the mind of God. And when Adam looked in the mind of God, he read what God was saying to him. And he repeated what God had said. And that's why God said it was good. Because what he did, he took it out of the mind of God and read. And when he read it, that what it was good. That's why we call him the supreme good of heaven. Why? Because we're reading him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't you know when you step outside and you see the sun shining and the clouds above and you begin to absorb the warm and the warmth that's over your body and you begin to see little rain speckles all over, you are reading. Why? Because there has been an experience in your life and you know this means that. And this, if this means that, that's the effect of it. But the only way I can know the effect is I read, not just reading books, but read with my spirit. There is a thing called discerning, and discerning is a reader. Discerning is a reader of what's going on. Have you ever been someplace? That's why I really love the old folks. I'm sorry. I love how the old folks used to be. Why? Because when something goes on, they say, I'm discerning something. That stuff can't come in here. I'm discerning something. Some ain't right. I'm reading something differently. Some ain't right. Why? Because they decided to read. Hallelujah. They turned on the holy book that was inside of them. They turned on something that was bigger than them, and they understood. Glory to God that if I keep reading, I'm going to reach my higher ground. Hallelujah. I've come to believe that reading is not for the ordinary. Reading is a searching for more. The word of God says he's God seeketh for such a one who will seek at. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says that God seeketh for such a one. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. You're going to blow me away. God, he says, the word of God says, God seeketh. He's looking for such a one who would seek after him, search after him, not just in the church, him, not just having the church experience, but to have him experienced all over my life. But can I interest you that he's more than just the church, Jesus? Maybe you and I have put him in the church box. And maybe that's why our church life is great, but after service, our life hits the level that's not the church's level. Well, today I come to inform you and to let you know that out of the church, I'm taking God out of the church box, and I'm going to watch him do wonders in my life. I am looking for him that the earth is the Lord, and I'm looking for the God that I read that said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. The him that can infect you and everything around you can be affected by him. It's all in the book. It's all in the book. It's all in the book. In the text, in Joshua 1 and 8, I'm in the text now. I'm at Joshua 1 and 7. It says here, I have learned to learn. Let me give you some context about the book. Let me give you some context of why I'm preaching this particular message. Because as many times as I've read this scripture, as many times as I have preached from this scripture, I have never seen it like this. Here they were on the beginning of the when. Here is God talking to the children of Israel, and he's talking to Joshua, their leader. He says, Joshua, I need you, because what happened is they have been let free from bondage. See, what we find in the text, the people have been set free from bondage, from lockup, from being under the hand of one who did not value you, I'm preaching. And the children of Israel, who are God's chosen people, you. God's particular people, you. God's peculiar people, you. And the Bible agrees with this, for they said, his chosen, that's you. Matter of fact, you want to say I'm chosen. The Bible tells us that we are his chosen. And God did not choose them because they were a great nation. They were not bigger than nobody else, but he still chose them. Can I stop just right here for a moment to tell you you're not bigger than nobody else, but you're chosen. You was in bondage, but you're chosen. You was locked up, but you're chosen. You was in bad relationships, but you're chosen. That's why you cannot forget that you are chosen. I need you to write right now, I am chosen. Hallelujah. As we investigate the text, we notice, if you will, that the children of Israel, again, God's peculiar people, God's chosen people, church folks, was days away from their next and their new. And God said to them, I need you to pay attention. Because before you get to your next and your new, you're going to need to carry this book. Because this book of instructions, this book of the law, this book of timely promises, this book of protection, this book of security that I have told you I would do for you if you do for me. My brothers and my sisters, can I tell you this thing with God is an exchange? Tell your neighbor on your road, this is an exchange thing. Are you ready for the exchange? Please pay special attention to the promises that I afforded to you. You must pay special attention to the promises that God afforded to you. Because see, where they was, Moses had just died. And God had left promises to their forefathers. But God was telling you in this book, not only have I left promises to your forefather, I'm going to give you promises. I'm going to fulfill the promises that I gave to them. I'm going to give it to you. It's just in the book. It's an exchange thing. You're going to need these specific points of instruction if you're going to go somewhere. You're going to need to put your hands on something, because you're going to have to remember that I'm tangible and that I'm pliable and that I can move for you. But the text prior says this in Joshua 1:6, it says, "Be strong, for I shall give you the inheritance of the land which I swear to your fathers I will give them." Above all, he says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to observe the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or the right, so that you may prosper wherever you go." What I'm saying to you in verse 6, God says, be strong and courageous. My brothers and sisters, what happens is when you begin to read the book of the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin to depend on the promise of God, you get strong and courageous. See, because the Bible, how do I stay strong? See, because the Bible says stay strong because I'm not going in my own power. The reason why God says stay strong is because I'm not going in my own power. See, his name is Jehovah Rohi. That means the God that sees afar off. The children of Israel had just came out of a dead season into a season of entered promises. Can I tell you, you and I have just come out of a pandemic, a dead season, and now we're moving, and we have been navigating through a season of yet promise. You want to tell your neighbor, it's still a yet promise. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to holler in just a few minutes all by myself. It's just a yet promise. Is still a yet promise. And Jesus was telling them, because of my promise I give you, you cannot make it without these promises. Even though the land before you is full of stuff, full of plenty, full of much, but you know the land of promise, you need to go and know how to possess it. Because when God gives you something, it's one thing to give it to you, but it's another thing to possess it. Many of us have promises on our lives, and we need the instructions on how to possess the promise. Tell your neighbor, I need to possess the promise. I need to possess my word. I need to move forward on my word. Like he said in the text, be strong and courageous. Why? Because there's going to be some challenging moments in your life. There's going to be some uneasiness in your life. There's going to be some tension in your life. There's going to be some battles in your life. There's going to be some fights in your life. But there's nothing worth having in your life that has been easy. If anything worth having in your life, it cannot be easy. It must take work and it must take process. If anything in your life is worth having, it must take process. And it must take work. But here it is. But what happened is, God says, be strong. Why? Because you're not going in your own strength. You're going in the strength of my promise. You're going in the power of the counsel of my will. Good God Almighty. See, I brought you to a place. I brought you out. I brought you out of destruction. I brought you out of the hand of the enemy. And I got you to a place. And I'm not going to leave you here without a promise. I'm not going to leave you here without your next. I'm not going to leave you here without some instructions. And so what God is saying, by the power of the counsel of my will, I brought you the power to show you that I'm able. I brought you to a place to show you that I'm able. That's why I need you to be courageous. Tell your neighbor, in this next season of my life, I must be courageous. Courageous means don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Don't be spooked. Don't get paralyzed in moving forward. That is courageous. Don't stop your forward motion. Be courageous. Step out on this faithfulness. Good God Almighty. And I'm going to back you up. Tell your neighbor, I have some backup. Get God Almighty. There are some promises that God has inherited to you. God has put his name on it and his blood upon it, and that belongs to you. Here in the text, God has said, I sworn by myself, I will give it to your forefathers, that the promises of God are standing before you. I know you're getting ready to cross over to your next. I know you're getting ready to go over to a land you have never seen. I know you're getting ready to possess all the riches and the gold. I know you're getting ready to possess all of the things over there. But I need you to take this book of the law with you. Why? Because this will be your guide. This will be your compass. This will be your way. My brothers, when you're going to go to your job, you want to take the book of the Lord with you, because this will be your compass. This will be your way. You got relationship problems. Take the book with you. This will, hallelujah, this will straighten it out for you. You got money problems. This will teach you how to invest. This will teach you how to move in God. This will teach you the proper way. It's all in the book. It's all in the book. It's in the book. And that's why I found something else. I began to not only talk about my book. I began to say, you know what? The book loves me. Good God Almighty. I'm going to get happy in just a minute. The book loves me. How do I know the book? The book let God's promises for me. There are over 50, there are over 100 different promises that God has promised to you. If you be my people, I'll be your God. Do you know what that means, my brothers and sisters? If you be God's people, he will show up, hallelujah, and show them that he is God. This is why I love the text. He says, when you decide to walk in courage, you are saying that I'm looking from a different perspective. When God says walk in courage, he said, I need you to walk in encouragement. I need you to walk with a different perspective. I need you to walk because the Bible says, that's why I like the song that the psalmist wrote. When he penned, he says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word. A victory over your life. You got to encourage yourself. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm going to encourage myself. See, Joshua was a military guy, and he was having a few moments of intrepidation, a few moments of self-doubt. And then God had to tell him, wait a minute. I need you to be strong and be courageous. And then God told Joshua, Joshua, look, I know your season is changing. Take courage. Look, God told him, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. But God never told Joshua, I would do the same miracles as I did for Moses that I'll do for you. But he said, I'll be with you. Isn't that something? That's why I like, God, and that's why I really like it, because you got to be yourself. When God has promises over your life, you got to be yourself. That's why you don't have time, my brothers and my sisters, say, oh, I wish I was like them. You don't have time to say, oh, if only I could get where they have. If only I could be like them. If only I can talk like them. If only I can sing like them. God says, if I was with them, I will be with you. I may not do the same thing I do for them, but I'll be with you. And he told Joshua, Joshua's a military guy, said, Joshua, I need you to take courage, because I need you to know that I'm getting ready to do some things in your life that I didn't do for Moses. I'm getting ready to do some things in your life that wasn't applicable for your past season. Tell your neighbor, God's going to do something in my life that wasn't applicable for my past season, but now it's for me now. With the book, you will no longer stay in the world. What God was telling Joshua was this. Joshua, take this book with you. Because with this book, you don't got to stay 40 years in the wilderness. With this book, you don't got to wander around here back and forth, wondering where my next will be. You don't got to worry about that with this book. Because this book of the law will be applied. If you do it, you shall find success. And you shall find the God type of success. With this book, you don't got to run from your battles. With this book, you'll be able to recapture it and overtake your adversary. The key to success for Joshua in this text was this, is that God told Joshua, don't let this book leave your mouth. That's why God had to tell somebody today that your miracle is in your mouth. You may say, Pastor, I heard you say it before. Yes, and I'm going to say it again to you. Your miracle is in your mouth. I need my miracle to come from my mouth to enter to this realm of reality. My miracle is in my mouth. And what God was telling Joshua in Joshua 1 and 8, what God said to the children of Israel is that I know you're getting ready for your next. I know you're getting ready to step over to a place that you have never seen before. And because you're getting ready to step over to a place you've never seen before, you're going to need an insurance policy. I like the insurance policy. Because one thing about an insurance policy, if anything goes wrong, you got insurance. And God was telling them, if with this book, you have insurance. Because the presence of God will move in this book. This book carries the presence of God. This means you shall have a permanent impartation of success and prosperity in this book. The present move of God is about action and accomplishment, not just mere talk or fantasizing. With this book, you'll understand God's purpose in your life. My brothers, I must encourage you to find time to learn how to read. To learn how to read the Word of God. I'm not saying you do not have to read the Word of God, but to find time to learn to read the Word of God. It is very important in this next move, in this next dimension we're going to. Because the enemy has put up traps and snares against you and I. Because he understands you and I have not yet tapped into some of the dimensions and the protections in which God has placed for us. And the only reason you and I, hallelujah, are surviving today is because of this book. The only reason why you and I have what we have and we're not on the outside looking in is because of this book. And the most great part about it is that I don't even know this book in its totality. But only the little part I know has kept me, hallelujah, to this point right now. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you just have a little bit in you, hallelujah, all you need is a little. All you need is a little bit. And the little bit will cause more to be attracted to you. Because one thing about this book I've come to learn is that the more you get into it and the more you begin to study and the more you begin to trust God for it, it starts becoming like a story in your life. And tell God, you all know, that's why I gotta tell you, your story is not over. Because when you begin, hallelujah, as a matter of fact, your story is just beginning. I want to tell somebody looking live right now on the line, your story is not over. Your story is just beginning. See, I know, my brothers and sisters, I'm hurrying right now. Because when you begin to tell people of God to read, some happen, it's like, oh my God, you want me to read? Yes, I need you to read even the fine print. Because there's something in the fine print. I know when I first got my phone and my cell phone, and I signed the papers to my cell phone because I was reading what was before me, but I didn't take time to study the fine print. And when I studied the fine print, I found out there were things that I could not do. I found out there were things that were holding me back. I found out I couldn't exchange the phone like I wanted. I found out that I wasn't going to get the same kind of money. I found out when I began to read the small print. Because what happened, my person, when you begin to read the small print, you begin to say, I'm paying attention to detail. And God would like you to pay attention to detail. The kingdom of God is details. The kingdom of God is word and action. The kingdom of God is Bible manifestation. My brothers and sisters, that's why I'm closing now. Let me tell you something. When you have the word of God on you and in you and with you, when you began to carry the word of God on you, it becomes your breastplate of righteousness. What are you saying, preacher? When you carry this with you, it becomes a ready weapon at all times. You mean when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible will lift up a standard. What happens is the word of God will become a shield. And when the word of God becomes a shield, nothing the enemy can do to stop you. I was with a brother preacher, and he began to tell me he was in an all right fight. And while he was fighting, gunfire was going around because he had no business being where he was. And when they were shooting, He said, Jesus. He began to quote the word, for the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. And when he was saying that, the man was shooting, unloading the gun. And he was, and he said the man couldn't have been no more than 8 feet from him. And while the man was shooting, he closed his eyes. So he said, God, if this is my time, this is my time. But while the man was shooting at him, he began to quote the word of the Lord. And while he was quoting the word of the Lord, while the man was shooting at him, the man who was shooting at him began to stop shooting. And the man who was shooting at him said, wait a minute. I see something. And it's bigger than the man I'm shooting at. I see something. It's greater than the man I'm shooting at. And when he began to shoot, he said, I was shooting and I thought I was shooting at him, but I was shooting at something that I could not describe. I was shooting at something that was bigger than my eyes have ever seen. He said, but when I, he said, after I stop shooting, something in me starts saying, Lord, forgive me. While the man was standing praying, Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. He maketh me lie down between green pastures. And while he was saying it, an angel of God came down upon the man and began to protect the man. I want you to know, when you begin to quote the word of God, the angel that assigned to your life. And I gotta tell you something. There's angels assigned to your life. Tell your neighbor, there is an angel assigned to me. Yes, it is. And I don't have to fear, because as long as I got the word of God with me, I know everything is gonna be all right. Can I tell your neighbor, and I'm closing now, that you must get the word. The key to your success in your life is having the word with you. But can I tell you something? This word loves you back. This word reads you back. This word helps you back. This word prospers you back. This word is your aid. This word is your beginning. This word is your end. This word is your blueprint. This word of God was given to you as a get you to overcome, because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And what is my testimony? My testimony is this, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because this book of the law is in me, and because the book of the law is in me, I can depend and trust on God. Because this book of the law is in me, I know that God is able to keep me from falling. I know God is a healer, and he will deliver. The book tells me that every that God can not be beat. This book tells me that every time I call on God with this word, he will be there. My brothers and my sisters, hallelujah. I gotta slow down. Brothers and my sisters, I gotta tell you something, that when you begin to trust the word of God, God will begin to show you something in your life that you have never seen before. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says that the word of God will bring worlds, and there's worlds inside of you. There's cities inside of you. And the reason why God told the children of Israel and told Joshua, he said, Joshua, the reason why I need you to take this book with you, because you've been living in the wilderness, but there are cities inside of you. Tell your neighbor, there's more than a city inside of me. The reason why God needs you to take the book, because you was out there in the wilderness, wandering around, living out back, but there's a city that's sitting on top of a hill. And what is a city on top of a hill? the city is the city of our God. And where the city of our God is, there is freedom, there is peace, and there is joy. Tell your neighbor, I got to get out of here. But when the word of God begins to move, when the word of God begins to come into operation, you will find out that there's a city inside of you. What's in a city? Transportation is in the city. Houses is in the city. Government is in the city. The bank is in the city. The school is in the city. But the church, hallelujah, of the living God is in the city. And that's where I want to be. But it's all in the book. Tell your neighbor, there's a city inside of you. There's a city inside of you that sitteth on top of a hill. And I come today to encourage you. I come today to let you know that it's all in the book. It's all in the book. That's why, let me tell you something. You want to take him everywhere you go. My grandmama sung a song, I'll take the Lord with me everywhere I go. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Sickness and in pain, death and in gain. Take the Lord everywhere, everywhere. And when you take him everywhere, guess what happens? He'll be there, and he'll be there, and he'll speak to you. He'll be there. He'll speak to them. He'll be there. He will cause the crooked way to be straight. He will cause the best to happen in your life. Tell your neighbor, I'm determined to take the book along with me. When I travel, come with me. Put him on my back. Push me forward. Put him on my chest. Guide me forward. Put him in my mind. Think for me. Put him in my mouth. Talk for me. Put him in my ear. Hear for me. Holy Spirit, take the book along with you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm determined to take the book. I'm determined to take the book with me. I found the book to be better. I found the book. See, because I found something out. The other day, somebody said, preacher, all you got to be is positive. And I know the song is on the radio. I'm positive. And there's nothing wrong with that song. But God let me know. You know what? But when you sick, positive can't heal you. He said, when you're going through, positive can't bring you out. He said, when you shackled by a heavy burden, positive can't move for you. When there's death in your family, positive can't move for you. When there's sickness upon you, positive can't move for you. You're going to need a word from the Lord. So I'm telling you, you can be positive all you want, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I decided that my faith is not connected to positive. My faith is connected to the word of God, because the word will work. Tell your neighbor, slap your neighbor, high five, and tell your neighbor, the word will work. How do I know? I found him to be good to me. The word will work. Hey, mama, I see you online, and I gotta tell you something. I come into agreement that the word will work. Hey, Jana, I see you online. I gotta tell you, the word will work. Tanja, the word will prevail. I gotta tell you, in this house, the word will work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word will work. The word will work. The word will work. I'm telling you. He said, preacher, you just got to be positive. And I said, you know, I believe that. But my Holy Ghost said, positive? What does positive have to do with the word? Because the word, faith activated. See, we have all these self-help books, and they've been nice, and they do have some purpose. But in all the books that's been written, in all the books that's been written, I'll say it one more time, just so you really grasp what I'm saying. In all the books that's been written, there's been millions and millions and millions and millions of books that have been written about self-help, self-improvement, self-moving, self-forward. None of them have ever outsold the Word of God. This has never come off of the best sellers list. Why? Because everything emanates from this. Everything. The Bible says, all that was made by him. Who was him? The word. All that was made by him. And it is this word that will guide us through. And the principle today is that we find the children of Israel getting ready to cross over to the promised land. And they were stuck, but God had them in a place of waiting. Because I want you to take this with you when you go. Because there's going to be some people over there you may not need to marry. There may be some people over there you may not need to join relationships with. There's going to be some people and some folks and some cultures that you're going to have to, no, thank you. I have my own. That's why it's important that you keep the living word with you. Because the living word is the living way. The living way. Let me pray for you. I'm done. Mercy, if this has blessed you in any way, shape, or form, we're going to take our tithe and our offering. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. When the young preacher called me this week and began to talk to me about what God has just done for him, you cannot be God-giving. Seeds break cycles. Pastor ain't trying to get nothing from you. Pastor trying to get it all to you. Because you're finna see a move of God in such a way. God told me something. I want to tell it so bad. Oh, I want to tell it to you. But I can only say this, is that the surprise is in. The surprise is in. And God's going to surprise us. I'm telling the place of promise this. I'm telling you. God is going to surprise you. I saw the surprise already. I saw the surprise already. And God's going to surprise you. They have no clue what God has just did. What God has just did. And when they thought, because God told me, if you just do this, I'll do that. Just as he told Mary, will you take him as my son? Will you do this for me? But Mary didn't know that God, 3 years earlier, that God had set something up for Mary. I didn't know. Way back then, saints, I'm trying to be nice. Oh, God. I wish we had that camera where you could really see me dance. Hallelujah. My God. Ay, 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 ay. I'm going to tell you something. God is not slack concerning his promise. God is not slack concerning his promise. And God's going to do. God is done. My brothers and my sisters. See, I'm shouting because I know. God will do the incredible, and it's going to encourage your heart. And because he told me, I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. When we was over in the other building, we praised God greatly. And we came over here, and we did not turn down our praise. We didn't care if my neighbor heard it. We didn't care if down the street heard it. Ay, 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 ay. Because we were excited about what God was doing. And I'm telling you now. Oh, I wish we had a camera for you can see me dance. Oh, my God. Ay, 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 ay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. Show up. We've been saying that he will show up. Show you what he has done. That's why I wave my hands. That's why I don't mind waiting on the Lord. He will show up. One thing my mama taught us when we was kids, when we prayed, she said, wait on the Lord. Old mothers just say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And you know, it's so funny. But now I do the same thing they do. I wave my hands like that. I do that right there. And I don't know why I do that right there. And I jerk. And I don't know why. I don't know where I got that from. I just, I don't know. Good God Almighty. And when you start doing, And your hands go up and you start waving and start rocking. You don't know where that comes from. But I know he will show up. I know he will show up. I know he will show up. Yeah. Hallelujah, he will show up. I gotta go. If this message has blessed you in any way, shape, or form, we have ways to give on our altar today. We have ways to give on our altar. And I'm telling you, seeds break cycles. I need you to know that seeds break cycles. Let me put that down for you. Seeds break cycles. And we planted this seed a long time ago. Yeah. I told you, you got to cast your net. And I'm casting for the place of promise. I'm casting my net for the place of promise. And for the ones who are connected with this ministry. Because God is going to do the same thing for you. He's going to present a change agent in your life. And you're going to see God do something great for you. Versus, if this is what bless you in a way, shape, or form, come on, get your tithe and your offering together. Next week, we're going to change the way we do tithe and offer. We're going to do it in the middle of the service. So I'm going to get you ready. So you better tell your people to get all in. They can get in the middle of the service. We're going to give in the middle of the circus. But come on, get your seats together. There's our cash out, place of promise. Seed break cycles. If you need pastor to sow a seed for you, say, pastor, sow a seed for me. Because I'm telling you, seeds break cycles. And what God has promised to do in the lives of the believers is more than what I've ever expected. He'll do more than you ever expected. He'll show up. He'll show up. I don't know how he does it. And I don't even care. All I know that he does, seed faith. For all you giving today, get your tithe and offering together. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray together. And I need you to repeat after me. Let's pray. This is my offering. This is my seed to break cycles. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you this seed to plant in my field. And I'm expecting your harvest. Your harvest will provide for me. Your harvest will set me up. Your harvest will produce more. Your harvest, glory to God, will give me exactly what I need. Father, this is my seed to your word, not to the church, to your word. And Father, can I give my seed to your word? I thank you now in the precious name of Jesus. And we count it done. God, I thank you for favor, for influence, for health, for wealth, for more than enough. I thank you for someone coming to me, shaking my hand, and changing my life. I thank you for, come on, God, somebody coming, shaking my hand, and changing my life. I thank you for it. I thank you for increase. I thank you for multiplication. I thank you for more than I've ever seen before. I thank you, God, that I've been told that it couldn't happen. But with you, all things are possible to him that believe. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. My brothers, I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, it's happening. It's happening. And you're going to look back. It's only our third year. And you're going to look back 3 years from now, fully staffed, 3 years from now, and it's happening, fully staffed, full doing God's ministry, and we will lack for nothing. When my wife and I, she's going to come because I got to go. We were at the grocery store the other day, and while I was in the grocery store, oh, God began to speak to me. We were buying candy yams so I could make my maple pie, maple potato pie that she don't want to taste. Y'all pray for First Lady because I make good pies. But while I was there, God said, do you see what's before you? I said, yes, Lord. He said, open your eyes. See what's before you. And the more me and First Lady walked all over that section of produce, I saw apples of all kinds. I saw grapes of all kinds, oranges, potatoes, yams, onions, peppers, everything of all kinds, more than enough. And then we went to the fruit. Then we left there and went to the fish section. And all those fish, the Lord says, who report shall you believe? He said, they told you it was a pandemic. They told you it was drought. They told you it was less. But look. And I thought, my eyes, I began to see the hand of God. He said, look and see who is on the throne. And I said, oh, my God. As I began looking, oh. Of the produce. And the funny part is they kept bringing more from the back, because God said there's so much more. He said, I don't care what they say, they just talking, but I am speaking. He said, they just talking. He said, but look who is speaking. And I say, yay to the Lord. Yes, Master. And as I picked up the potatoes and the weight in my hand, God said, is this enough? Is this enough? And I got another. He said, is this enough? What more do I gotta do to convince you that what they talk about cannot speak to the situation? He said, I don't talk a word to the situation. I speak a word and it moves. I speak a word. And I'm praying for you right now. You on the line, I feel your spirit. I got to tell you, the Lord told me to tell you right now to speak a word over your life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as it was in the grocery store, grab your wallet, your purse, whatever you have. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Your phone, whatever you have, whatever you do digital exchange with, pick it up. pick it up. Father, as it was in the grocery store, so shall it be in these people's wallet, in their digital finances. So shall it be. For you said, if you feed them, how much more will you take care of your children? God, in the name of Jesus, supply our barns with seed. Supply our barns with seed. And you said, your word said, you will give seed to the sower. And I thank you for it. And I speak a word over your life in this season. In this season, I feel prophetic. In this season, I speak a word over your life, and I'm coming right to you in that camera. I speak the word over your life in this season that it shall be for you. I speak a word over your life, and I tell depression and oppression and anxiety and stress, there's a word over your life that says you shall prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Father, as it was in the grocery store, so shall it be in their finances, in their lives, in their relationships, in their favor, and in their influence. I thank you for it, and I speak the word over their lives in the magic name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be, and it will not be altered. First lady's coming. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Brothers and sisters, there's going to be so much more. He told me, and you watch. Watch how the gas prices are going to try to increase. But watch God. Hear what I'm telling you. Watch God. Because we have just come out of a drought. God's getting ready for spiritual renewal. And do you know what happens when spiritual renewal comes? Economic revitalization. So you're getting ready to be a piece of the economic revitalization that's going to affect you and the kingdom. You're going to be a piece. I got to go, prophetic. Come on, first lady.
I bless you on tonight. I don't know what your word says, but my word declares, my God shall supply all of my need, not one, not two, but every single need that I have. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory, not man's riches. Hallelujah. Not Fox Five's riches, not Publix's riches, not Kroger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told y'all a long time ago, I depend on him like water is wet. I don't care what the news says. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I know what the word says about it, and I will stand on it for the rest of my days. My grandmama used to sing a song, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Take the word along with you, have it in your heart at all times. Hallelujah. And believe without a shadow of a doubt that God is in control. He knows exactly what he's doing in this day and time. I keep hearing things are changing. You know, God is soon to return. Absolutely. Keep your heart right. But stay encouraged that God is in control, and that he will supply all of your need, every single thing that you need, that you think you need. God will supply your need according. according to his riches and glory. Amen. Everybody was looking at me about what the surprise is. I have no idea. But I was taught a long time ago to rejoice with those who rejoice. So we began to dance as well with the pastor. You couldn't see us. And I pray that you were rejoicing as well. We don't know what's to come, but we're giving him praise. They used to say in advance. I don't do that in advance, though. You know, I just praise him just because. If he don't do nothing else for me, hallelujah, he's done enough. So I'm praising him on what he has done already and what I'm expecting. But it's not an advance praise. It's a praise that he already is owed because of what he's done, how good he's been. Hallelujah. I heard mine is on the way for somebody. I don't know. Could you go ahead and type your prayer request in the screen as I'm speaking? I heard the song Mine on the Way as the pastor said something about a surprise. So I don't know what you're expecting God to do. Hallelujah. In this season, in this month, in this year. But just know, I believe that yours is on the way, just like Pop's is on the way in the name of Jesus. So believe us with us that yours is on the way. Ours, whatever that surprise is, we're believing God. Amen. And it's on the way. I want to remind you of a prayer request. You know, I praise God for his protection. Every single day, his protection over me, over all my babies, my family, my friends, the Pop Nation. I appreciate God's protection. Hallelujah. So I want you to keep our baby Jalene in prayer, because how many know it could have went another way? That's all you need to know. Just pray for Sister Jalene, because hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We could be delivering some bad news once again today. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. His protection, his blood. Hallelujah. That continues. Hallelujah. Yes, to keep us. Hallelujah. It's so important to take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Yes. So keep our sister Jalene in prayer. Can you check to see if we have any prayer requests? Please keep in mind that we are still in connection with Desire Thy Portion Ministries, doing great, great, great kingdom work. This great, great woman of God, this kingdom-minded woman of God, doing great, great work for the kingdom. Please send what you can. Hallelujah. Send what you can't. Make a sacrificial offering to this great ministry. Hallelujah. Once again, that's doing the work of the kingdom. We are also still in connections with Solutions of Life Ministries, offering counseling in every single area of your life. Please reach out to our sister, Pastor Cynthia Terry, at the number listed on the screen or the website. Or if you don't want to contact her directly, you may contact us directly and we'll get you the help that you need. I will always say that Pop will take care of the cost for you. So I don't want you to feel burdened with any financial responsibilities. We will pick up the cost because we want to make sure that you are okay. Amen. Sometimes we just need a physical person. Hallelujah. The Lord uses people, hallelujah, to deliver a message for you at your time in your season. Also, I want to remind you that we are still running the campaign. Pop needs a home. We are in negotiations, but we will need some items to go into that home. We'll need new cameras, seats, some new equipment. So please, please don't forget to sow into this campaign ministry. It's great, great, awesome soil. That's all I can tell you. You'll be sowing into awesome soil. Amen. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. I am sending virtual hugs and virtual kisses to you. Please keep us in prayer. Please keep me in prayer. Amen. Keep the Pop Nation in prayer. Amen. I love you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for our First Lady. She's her voice is up under weather. Just her voice, not her looks. Her voice is up under weather. Praise the Lord, but not her looks. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We're so glad you're part of the place of promise. Tell you something, brothers and sisters, God is doing some marvelous things. And to my surprise, he surprised me again. And I'm just so thankful that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what good things God has so in store for you. And I'm telling you, if God does it for us, he's going to do it for you. It cannot come here and not affect you there. My wife said just a minute ago, First Lady said, yours on the way. I'm telling you, yours on the way. And I oftentimes say this, the reason why we live the way we live is because we give the way we give. And that right there is a truth. We literally live because we give the way we give. Sure, we have our struggles and we have our challenges in life. But because we have the book, that's why sometimes, sometimes we got to go and just put your hand in the book and just let the pages, put your hand in and let the pages run past you. Because it's something about his word. And I'm praying for you even now as we dismiss. That it's something about the word. And look what just swiping. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way to the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. My brothers and sisters, I just start scrolling. I just stopped. God has so much in store for you. More than enough. More than enough. Every time God get ready to tell me that he's going to deliver, he's going to do something great. He sends me to a grocery store. I'd be like, Lord, why you send me to the grocery store? I need you to go here. Because I'm just crazy to believe he can. We've seen God do some extraordinary things for some ordinary people. And you're getting ready to see God do the same thing for you. Here I'm telling you, we're praying for you. My brothers and sisters, we're praying for you. And I pray that you want to be a part of the place of promise. Or that you want to be a cousin to the place of promise. Because if you don't want to be, you don't want to be in a family, you can be a cousin. You can be a cousin. We don't mind cousins. We don't mind friends. You can be a friend to the place of promise. Just let us know. Just contact us. Let us know. If you want to be a friend or a cousin or place of promise, we are open. We love God's people, and we love you. We love this church. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we go today in peace. We go today knowing that your word covers, that this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth. Father, we go today, God, knowing that you will deliver and knowing that you will come through for us. Today, God, by your power and by your grace, move on us. That we, God, move circumspectly from you. For you said a righteous man steps ordered by the Lord. God, we thank you, God, for protecting our little Janine. We thank you, God, for protecting her. Because the enemy, if he had his way. But you just proved again, you're that type of God. You're that type of God. And we love you so. And we thank you for it, God. Protect our babies, protect our children. God, for they shall be the lights of the world. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And we pray for those who are in the sick and shut in. We pray for those. Homes, we pray for those. We pray for our ministries that's connected with us. We pray for those. And we cover you in grace and in peace. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Go in peace. Go in grace. We'll see you soon. God bless you.